Amaria Johnson died at her school last year as a result of a peanut allergy. Her life could have been saved by the use of an epinephrine pen. The bill Governor McDonnell signed yesterday would require schools to stock these pens and know how to use them.
This is an important bill that could change and save lives at schools across the Commonwealth. It's estimated that 1 out of 25 school-aged children have some sort of allergy that could trigger anaphylactic shock. Anaphylaxis, as all of you know, is a severe and potentially fatal systemic allergic reaction that occurs in response to some sort of allergy. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that there's been an 18% increase in food allergies in our country among school-aged children just in the 10 years from 1997 to 2007. Some 16 to 18% of those students that have a food allergy have experienced some sort of reaction in school, and about 25% of those allergic reactions have actually occurred in children whose allergy was previously undiagnosed. If you're diagnosed, you can do something about it. You can be prepared. But if you're not, then you have to be hopefully in a school that's got the medical treatment and anaphylactic shock reaction drugs available in the school, so that if a young person, particularly one that hadn't been previously diagnosed, goes into anaphylactic shock, that there's something they can do right away. What you do in those first few minutes to be able to reverse the effects of that allergic shock reaction can mean the difference between life and death.
Laura Pendleton is Amaria Johnson's mother.
A lot of times you have people, and especially children, that have food allergies. Myself, I have a food allergy, and you kind of want to test the bar. Well, let me have this, or let me have that. You have to be diligent and protect yourself. It starts with what you put in your mouth, and then subsequently, if you come into contact with something that you don't know that you have, just know how to react to it. Be educated, self-educated. Even the children who don't know they have allergies, or not even necessarily a food allergy. It could be, you know, a bee sting or anything, any type of allergy. They will be prepared. I've been touched. So many people have reached out to me, and it's just really helping me in the grieving process because, you know, I still grieve for my daughter. So it's just a little piece of peace, honestly, and hope. We're taking it on a national level now. We want to get Amaria's Law passed in all 50 states. So no mother has to go through what I went through.
The General Assembly has allocated $200,000 for the purchase and distribution of the EpiPens. They will be in schools across the Commonwealth at the start of the next school year in September. Craig Carper, WCVE News.